I want to remind everyone here, the Holy Spirit is not a denomination. The Holy Spirit is not a network. The Holy Spirit is not an emotion. The Holy Spirit is not a moment, not even a service, a conference, an ideology, or a philosophy. The Holy Spirit is not an app that you can swipe. The Holy Spirit is the most powerful person and force on planet Earth today. There is nothing more powerful than the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is still the most powerful spirit on the planet. We need to stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Stop repeating the talking points of darkness. The most powerful spirit in the world today is not the spirit of moral relativism or cultural decadence or even of deconstructionism. It's not the spirit of identity fluidity. It's not the spirit of malaise and chaos. The most powerful spirit in 2023 is still the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Where that spirit is present, there is power, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. There is freedom, 2 Corinthians 3:17. We are to be driven by that spirit, not by the flesh, Galatians 5:16. We are to be filled with that spirit, not be drunk with wine, Ephesians 5:18. We are anointed with the Holy Spirit, 1 John 2:27. Temple of the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 3:16. Oh, that spirit is powerful. Nothing can stop that spirit. You can't stop. During COVID, y'all live in Georgia. Georgia, sweet. You all live in Georgia. I live in California. I live in California. What does that mean? During COVID, I'm not speaking disparagingly. I know we're streaming. So the governor of California, bless his heart. The governor of California deemed churches non-essential day one. Churches are not essential. We expected that as California. You guys can't meet, y'all. Yeah, we expected that. But then he did something that, do your Google due diligence, make sure I'm not making this up. He did something no one ever did before. No elected official ever had the audacity to do before. He made it illegal for me to gather in my house with my family or friends to have a worship service. By executive decree, he said the following. I hereby prohibit any gathering in homes where there is any sort of singing, worshiping, praising. He used the word praising. And he said chanting. The word chanting is the part that killed me. Because I love to chant. Wake up every morning and go, ah. That's what we do at the Rodriguez home. And we do it with Spanish accent, which is, ah. Google it. I can't gather with my own family and I can't sing and lift up Jesus. No, you can't. It's technically illegal. Cameraman, give me a tight shot. I want to make this clear. There's not an executive order. There's not one executive order. There's not a Supreme Court decision. There's not a legislative decree. There's not a law, a social media campaign. There's absolutely nothing or no one that will ever have the power to stop the Holy Spirit of God from moving. You can't cancel the Holy Spirit. I said you can't cancel the Holy Spirit. You can't stop the Holy Spirit. It is not by might nor by power, but by somebody prays like you have that spirit. Somebody worship like you have that spirit. Congress can't stop them. The White House can't stop them. Facebook, Google, nothing can stop the Spirit of God from moving. nothing can stop God's Spirit from touching your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. Nothing can stop God's Spirit from convicting and transforming the emerging generations. Nothing can stop God's Spirit from moving. Let me land this right now. We missed one part. It's not like Jesus put the spit right here. He went down there first. With another blind man, on another occasion, a different blind man, Jesus spit right into that blind man's eyes. The Bible says that blind man used to see. Matter of fact, Jesus had to do it twice. That blind man, first time, first attempt, comes around and says, I see things, but the people look like trees. He had some sort of context, framework, schemata. All of a sudden, with this man, Jesus does not, he was born blind. He's never seen anything. So Jesus does not just spit into his eyes. Jesus spits into the ground first, into the dirt, the dust. Now, why would Jesus do that? What did God make man out of? Genesis 2:7. God is going to the beginning. Simply stated, he went back to the original blueprint. He went back to the original plan. He went back to the original plan. I'm going to go back. I'm going to activate my original plan for your life. I'm going to go back to the original design for your life. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, Jeremiah 1:5. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb, Psalm 139:13. God has a plan, Jeremiah 29:11. You were born according to the model of the second Adam, 1 Corinthians 15:45, which means what? God has a plan for you. He has a plan for your children. Listen, he has a plan for your children's children. He has a plan for your now, and he has a plan for your next. In other words, in God's original plan, you are not blind. In God's original plan, you are not an addict. In God's original plan, your children are not bound to pornography. In God's original plan, you are not an alcoholic. In God's original plan, you are not broken. In God's original plan, you are not under multi-generational curses. In God's, I'm gonna get in trouble. In God's original plan, there is no such thing as a black church, white church, brown church, age. There's only one church, the church of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall not, will not, cannot prevail against you. In God's original plan, you are blessed and highly favored. Lift up your hands. We're done. Open your eyes to what you've never seen before. Open your eyes to the new. Open your eyes to God's DNA, which is God's Spirit working in you, with you, for you, and through you. And open your eyes to God's original plan for you and your family, for your children and your children's children, for your generation, even for our nation. With your hands raised, stand with me if you're not standing already. I want to remind you of this. Jesus came to save, deliver, heal you, and reactivate his original plan. 1 Corinthians 15:45. His original plan. You are not where you are. You are not how you are. You are not what others did to you. And you are not what you did to yourself. You are who God says you are. God defines you. You are what God says you are. It's not about where you are in life. It's about who you are in Christ. And when you know who you are in Christ, you will never be held back by where you are in life. Your identity in Christ will bring an end to your captivity in life. Today is that day to become who you already are. Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Everything God has planned will come to pass. The moment you open your eyes to the new, the moment you open your eyes to God's DNA, God's Spirit working in you, with you, for you, and through you, the moment you open your eyes to God's original plan, your children will not inherit your sins. your children and your children's children will inherit your blessings. If you got this word, raise your hand. You would assume that Jesus would do this, and then Jesus would say, oh, now that I made this mess, let me wash you. Right? But he didn't. Jesus did this, and like a boss, he says this, go wash yourself.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Go wash yourself. In other words, hey, I already gave you everything you need for your miracle. I already placed upon you. What are you waiting for? This entitlement mentality. Put some skin in the game. Jesus did it all. You need to confess and believe, and you are saved. What are you waiting for? I'm not going to do it. I already did it. Go wash yourself. The finished work of Christ. Colossians 2:15, John 19:30, when he said it was finished, Hebrews 7:22. We live in the vicarious, atoning, finished work of Jesus. He told them, go wash yourself. Come here, blind man. So this man, for a little bit, had to walk with his mess. Don't tell me you've never been here. For all the holier-than-thou, perfectly pristine people who have never been through anything, never sinned, you were born holy, please come up. I want to worship you. But for everyone else who, for at least one moment in your life, you had to walk with your mess. I'm going to talk to you right now. For every person who knows for at least one day, one week, one season, you had to walk like this. And people looked at you and said, that guy's nuts. She's crazy. What? Can you believe that? What they did not understand, all they saw was the mess. But you knew that behind the mess, there was a miracle from heaven that was ready to come out and be fully manifest. There comes a season where we have to go through to get to, where we have to learn to walk, because we understand it may look like a mess, but it's actually a miracle with mud on it. There's a battle going on. 2 Corinthians 4:17, our present troubles are small and won't last very long. They produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. 2 Corinthians 4:17. There's a battle going on right now. Listen carefully. The battle is between your mind and your mantle. The battle is between the thoughts in your head and the calling upon your life. The real battle is between anxiety and anointing, between your memories and your imagination, between the hell in your past and the hope for your future. But how many here know the battle has already been won? First Corinthians 15:57, Christ is our victory. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise speaks louder than your pain, when your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Your mess is about to become a miracle. If you believe that, raise your hand. Your messy child right now that's rebellious and struggling with faith and identity, that mess is about to become a miracle. Your health mess, your financial, your relational, your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. This man was blind, but his hearing was perfect. He heard Jesus. Who speaks into you is much more important than who speaks about you. What you hear in the spirit is much more important than what you see in the flesh. Get ready to see God detox your relationships, sanitize your surroundings, and vaccinate your future. Job 42, verse 5, before I heard, but now my eyes have seen. So Free Chapel, open up your eyes. Let's do this. Go ahead. Use the water that's right there. Wash yourself. And don't open up your eyes until I tell you to open them up, please. Go ahead, go wash yourself. There it is. Here it is. Ready? Little exercise here. I want everyone to close your eyes. Whatever area is messy in your life or around you, in your community, in your generation, in your personal family, in you, even inside of you, get ready to see your mess become God's miracle. So when I say now, on the count of three, open up your eyes and see by faith through Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, what we've never seen before. Are you ready? With your eyes closed, get ready to open up your eyes. I see a nation embraced by the Father, redeemed by the Son, and primed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I see a people at the brink of revival. I see a community ripe for signs, wonders, healings, and miracles. I see young men and women leading an awakening where righteousness and justice inundate every sphere of society. I see God's children getting ready for the coming of the Lord. I don't see failure, I see victory. I don't see victims, I see conquerors. I don't see Pharaoh, Goliath, Jezebel, and Herod. I see 21st century Elijahs and Elishas, Deborahs, Joshuas, Peters, and Pauls. I see prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. I see doctors, lawyers, teachers, politicians, business people, artists, creators, innovators, full of the Holy Spirit. I see your children casting out devils. I see young men and women prophesying. I see the emerging generation having visions. I see the older generation having dreams. I see the name of Jesus lifted high in America and around the world like never before. So get ready to see the love of God, the truth of God, the grace of God, the healing of God, the power of God, and the glory of God like you've never seen before. Free Chapel, get ready to see the mess become a miracle. 1, 2, 3, open up your eyes and give God your best praise. Get ready to see the mess become a miracle. Now with your eyes closed for one moment, I want to make this call. I want to make this call. If you've never seen the new version of you, if you've never seen 2 Corinthians 5:17 you, the new creation, which means if you've never ever truly received Christ in your heart, in your life, as Lord and Savior, this is hashtag your best day ever. Because your sinful mess is about to become a grace-filled miracle. This is that day. So when I say now, I want you to come out of your seat if that's you. If you need to get your life right with God. If you say, Pastor Sam Rodriguez, hey, by the way, sir, I don't have a mess. I have messes. Plural. You're telling me the messes can become a miracle? Indeed. Indeed. There's actually a miracle behind that mess. So watch. When I say now, for every person who has never received Jesus, I want you to come out of your seat and join me up here. No joke, this is the best day of your life. It will change your life forevermore. This is where the mess becomes a miracle. But not only that, if you're a believer, come up, come up. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to wait. Just come out of your seat. I don't care what it is. I don't care what you're fighting with. I don't care what you're struggling with. Just come out. We'll wait for you. Come on down. Come on, Free Chapel. Celebrate. Heaven is celebrating right now as we speak. This is the day your mess becomes a miracle. Wow. Come on down. We'll wait for you. This is that day. Come on down. This is the day your mess becomes a miracle. We'll wait. Come out. That stuff driving you is the Spirit of God, actually. Come on. Your mess becomes God's miracle. Come out. We'll wait for you. We will wait. Come on. Watch the mess become a miracle. Watch the mess become a miracle. As they keep on coming, if you're a believer, but you're walking with such an egregious mess, if you say, Pastor Sam, I'm a believer, but man, this thing is so big, and I've been walking with that mess for a while, I am in desperate need of a mess becoming a miracle today. If that's you, if it's ginormous, if you're in desperate need of seeing that mess become a miracle, it could be in you or in someone you love. You're saying, I need that mess to become a miracle right here, right now. Come out of your seat and join me right now, quickly. I don't care if it's a health mess, a financial mess, a relational mess, whatever it may be, come out, I'll wait for you. Coming up, we won't pray together here. The mess becomes a miracle. The mess becomes a miracle. I sense Jesus in this place. You got to walk with your mess. Sometimes you got to learn to walk with that mess. We have something greater than the pool of Siloam. We have the finished work of Jesus. Here it is. Keep on coming down. Keep on coming down. I want everyone here to repeat after me, please. Repeat after me. Heavenly Father, today, my mess, better yet, all of my messes become your miracle. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and Savior of my life, of my family, of my generation. That he died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. And on the third day, you, Heavenly Father, raised him from the dead, giving me eternal life, new life, and abundant life. I receive all of it right here, right now. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. Every mess, without exception, becomes your miracle. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody prays like you actually believe. Somebody worship like you know that the mess just became a miracle. Lift up your hands. Go ahead. Yeah, the mess became a miracle. Come on.
The mess became a miracle. The mess became a miracle. The mess became.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess,
is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.